540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We begin this morning with the news that President Biden has decided to cut short an upcoming international trip.
I'm postponing the Australia portion of the trip and my trip to my stop in Papua New Guinea. In order to be back for the final negotiations with congressional leaders.
Those negotiations on raising the debt ceiling appear to be gaining momentum. CBS's Jared Hill says a lot of Americans want both sides to come together.
Businesses like Old Town Books, just outside of D.C., are bracing.
Any financial trend, you see it trickle down to a small business like mine.
Some potential points of compromise are taking shape, taking back some unspent federal COVID relief money and adding stricter work requirements to social safety net programs, a non-starter for progressives.
A strict abortion ban will become the law of the land in North Carolina.
Chants of shame, shame, shame echoed through the state house right after representatives voted to override the governor's veto. Republican North Carolina Representative Kristen Baker was happy with the results.
Senate Bill 20 is common sense.
Democratic State Representative Diamond Staten Williams disagrees.
All I see is the removal of the God-given right for myself and folks to make decisions for ourselves.
The bill goes into effect July 1st. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The law bans abortion after 12 weeks. Should we be worried about artificial intelligence? CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Sam Altman, who operates the virally successful ChatGPT, compared new advances in AI to the invention of the printing press, but acknowledged the risk.
I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong.
Altman testified yesterday before a Senate subcommittee. The British and the Dutch are going to join in the effort to get fighter jets to Ukraine. The BBC's James Landell in Kyiv.
They've agreed to form what they've called an international coalition of support to get F-16 warplanes to Ukraine. When European leaders start talking about an international coalition, what they mean is getting enough European leaders together to put pressure on Washington to change its mind.
More money will flow to Nevada from an opioid settlement, this one with CVS Pharmacies, for $152 million. Attorney General Aaron Ford says the settlement requires CVS to be more proactive when opioids are prescribed. House Democrats are trying to force a vote on expelling New York Republican George Santos. The effort is expected to fail, but it will force Republicans to go on the record. Dow futures up 94 points at this hour. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at WellPointCare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at WellPointCare.org.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his garden center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137. 2137.
Images are everywhere, on iPads, cell phones, or the cloud. In fact, everywhere but where you can find them. Mike Crivello Camera and Imaging Center has the solution to this problem. They're called pictures, and we print them right from our website. And you order them online at MikeCrivello's.com. And they look magnificent in your photo album.
Mike Crivello's world is a wonderful world of cameras.
It's not a picture till it's printed.
How are you keeping your kids occupied this summer? River West Outdoor Educational Adventures offers activities featuring bike rides, canoeing, rock climbing, hiking, and more for kids in the greater Milwaukee area. They also offer these activities for adults, families, and groups.
This sounds awesome. How can we sign up?
To sign up or request more info, call River West Outdoor Educational Adventures at 414-263-4877. 414-263-4877.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's another beautiful day up north. It's Wednesday, May 17th. It is 45 degrees up here on Lake Wissota. Wausau clocking in at 40 degrees, Amory 46, Wisconsin Rapids 40, Madison 41, but there are 30s once again in Wisconsin. Green Bay's current temperature, 38 degrees. Waukesha, 36 degrees right now. They had what they called a pneumonia front, a backdoor front move in yesterday. It was just a weird day yesterday weather-wise, where at one point I went looking to see what time it was supposed to start raining because everything was so overcast. And I pulled up one of the weather apps and it said it was sunny outside. And I said, nay, nay, it's not at all. It's completely overcast. What's that about? And that's when I finally learned that there are dozens and dozens of wildfires burning in Western Canada, Alberta, Saskatchewan. And to look at that satellite imagery of this plume of smoke as it started to move in around mid-morning here in northwest Wisconsin and work its way south, and then to see that backdoor front coming in from Lake Michigan and dropping temperatures, you know, 20 degrees within an hour or two in eastern parts of the state. It was just an impressive weather day all around. So yeah, cooler again. We have a nice day planned. We'll get a full forecast from Weatherology in our next hour. And then a little cooler, a little wetter for a little bit, but hopefully we salvage a good chunk of the upcoming weekend. Coming up on the program this morning, it is a morning of Melissas. Completely unplanned, but not one, not two, but three Melissas will be joining us this morning. Melissa Baldoff helps us kick off a new weekly climate check, starting with an overview of the many things related to cleaner energy and infrastructure that are finally moving from all talk to action here in Wisconsin. We'll also catch up, as we do every Wednesday around 6:50, with Melissa Kay from one of our civic media radio stations, locally grown radio, WFHR, and she'll be part of our daily history lesson and music break. Then in our next hour, State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard will join us to talk about her grassroots tour of Wisconsin. That's R-O-U-T-E-S, grassroots as far as getting around the state, making the case that prohibition didn't work for alcohol and it's not working for marijuana either. And it is time to talk about legalizing cannabis across the board in Wisconsin. We've mentioned before just how much business we're losing to other states. All right, so we have a Melissa, then we've got a Todd, and we've got an Aaron. So we've got Todd Alba coming up near the end of the show to talk about the Todd Alba Show, and we've got an Aaron who maybe instead of Aaron Zommers, would you be okay going by Melissa Zommers for today if we just continue to, maybe not. No.
That's fine. We can do that.
No, you don't have to. Don't go changing just to try and please my morning of Melissa's theme. That's okay.
Well, then we can call Todd Melissa too.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Melissa Alba. Maybe that would work. For all I know, there maybe is already. I don't know if there's a Mrs. Alba or if his mother's name is Melissa. We'll find out. We'll get it nailed down. Did you get the Did you get the same smokiness from the Western fires? Did it drop that far down that things really got a little hazy out there, almost overcast yesterday?
No, not really. Did it up by you?
Very much so. Yeah, it was, like I said, you would swear it's overcast out there, but there was not a cloud in the sky yesterday, but you couldn't see the sun. The sun sets the night, last night and the night before were so red, just a beautiful, beautiful, rich red, but obviously coming from something that's, you know, not admirable. You don't really want to see, you know, that much of, you know, anything, especially Western Canada, going up in flames. But it made for a very smoky day. And then, of course, we had the cooler temperatures came in as well. So I'm guessing you're not in running shorts today coming into work. It's a little bit more nippy out there.
Yeah, a little bit this morning, but yeah. I imagine it'll warm up.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Coming up this morning in the Up North News newsletter, which just hit our mailboxes here, Christina Laurie puts that together. And she kicks things off talking about old fashions, which you're never going to go wrong talking about old fashions in Wisconsin. But she talks about how Wisconsin's supper clubs, taverns, restaurants, distilleries, many of them put their own spin on the drink. And as a result, some of them have banded together and created an old fashioned passport. It costs you $33 and it unlocks a buy one old fashioned, get one old fashioned free deal at more than 100 restaurants and bars across the state. Now, if you were to hit them all and use the buy one, get one discount, you would save $700 and do maybe some damage to your liver. So maybe you're not going to hit all 100 bars, although I know people who are certainly capable of it. So look for the Up North News newsletter and find out how to get that passport. She also talks about in the newsletter, a new report from U.S. News and World Report listing the best places to live in America, and Green Bay topped the list in terms of affordability and quality of life. Now, Madison made the list at number 11, Milwaukee at number 65, which is grist for the mill for those folks who like to go, oh, Milwaukee, ick. Milwaukee is an amazing place. And folks who are trashing it without living there just frankly need to get out a little bit more. Every place has its challenges, but you look at some Midwestern cities where you can live in, Milwaukee is one hell of a place to be. We'll take a break. We've got some various headlines to share with you, including some new political ads holding Derek Van Orden's feet to the fire over this debt ceiling deal and whether he'll keep his promise on term limits. All that and more coming up just ahead on this Wednesday on Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is off an Earth, Wind, and Fire album that we will be talking about during our history lesson and music break a little later on this hour. But first, some sports at 6:15. The Brewers' bullpen came to the rescue yesterday after the Brewers lost another starting pitcher to injuries. Wade Miley got injured early, but the Brewers were able to hang on and eke out a 3-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals, who had beat them. What was it? 18-1 the other day. This was better. Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2, but it took five relievers to get a combined 22 outs. And Devin Williams came up with a 5-out save, and a Brian Anderson go-ahead home run in the sixth inning was able to hold up to help the Brewers get there. Apparently, Miley, let's see, he gave up a home run and then exited with a left lateral strain, an injury that could just do a lot of damage to a Brewers rotation that is already in a bind because of, you know, some of the other starting pitchers that were supposed to, you know, Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and others who were supposed to be our workhorses all season long. Let's see, Aaron Ashby, I think, is on there as well. So there's a bit of a sick bay going on for the Brewers' arms. Now, again, if it's something that can be fixed, you know, well before the end of the season, well, then this is the time of year that you want to do something about it and hopefully be ready for a nice stretch run later on. But we've got a ways to go in the season before that. And I'll talk a bit more about this in the next hour, but one other sports note is that a new professional women's soccer league is looking to launch next year. And among the cities getting teams looks to be Madison by 2025. So it would be a major league franchise for women's soccer coming to the Badger State. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later on in the program as well. Where are my manners? I didn't invite you to call. If you have any comments or questions on things that you hear in the news today, we'll share a couple of headlines here. But as always, the phones here are open for you to chime in, say good morning from wherever you are in Wisconsin, talk about what's news in your neck of the woods, up in your part of the state, wherever that might be. Ask any questions, make any song requests. We're here for you. 844-967-2789. And her email address, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. That got used yesterday. Recall that during my conversation with Christina Laurie in The Uplift, when she did a story about Culver's, and I interrupted her to tell people who were going to be sending an email that were doing stories at Up North News about Quick Trip and Culver's, and to say, you shouldn't be doing stories about them because their owners, you know, donate to Republicans. And so look, there's a big difference between our political news stories and our feature stories. And when you do feature stories, for example, Quick Trip being named the favorite gas station in Wisconsin in some kind of a big survey, that's worth passing along because, again, you've got a store or a franchise or a restaurant that hires Democrats and Republicans. It serves Democrats and Republicans. In our news stories, we never hesitate to call out people who, you know, like Dick and Liz Eline, like Diane Hendricks at ABC. We've certainly talked about John Menard in the past and, you know, what they do with their money, politically speaking. But in terms of the feature stories that we do, you know, we keep those in the realm of what do Wisconsinites overall like to see, like to do, like to experience. And that will include places with ownerships that, you know, donate in places that you don't necessarily like. And we get that. But some people still wanted to send a note and you know, chide us. And we appreciate the input. And that came to us to radio@upnorthnewswi.com. You can also comment, of course, on our Facebook page where we run a live video feed of this show. If you've been hearing this for low these many months and saying, what do Pat and Aaron actually look like? Well, you can answer that question in a horrifying manner, I would contend, by going to the Facebook pages of Up North News, Civic Media, or Bull Falls Radio, our station in Madison. And there you will find us in all of our glory, seeing what a very bare studio in Madison and a home office in Chippewa Falls all look like. And one last note, because I haven't talked about the podcast for quite a bit, but this radio show is also a podcast, as is every other show on here in the Civic Media Empire. You go to civicmedia.us, and there you can find where all the stations are and what all the shows are, and not just a generic show description, but each hour of our programming is listed separately as a separate podcast episode that you can listen to right there on the website. You can download it, or you can subscribe to it. You can also subscribe through Apple, Spotify, all the other, you know, main podcast platforms. And so that if you prefer that way, take us along with you as a podcast instead. We'd love to have you along. But again, the main way to reach us is 844-967-2789. All right, let's get back to business now and talk about the debt ceiling debate just for a moment, because there's a new wrinkle in it that is not sitting well with me at all. And it is the way that President Joe Biden has now had to make the decision to cut short an overseas trip. And in doing so, not only do the Republicans continue playing with fire, but they've now given a bit of a gift to China. And so I hope Congressman Mike Gallagher is listening today out in the Green Bay area, because there is a G7 summit coming up in Japan, and President Biden is still going to be going there. It's one of those things you don't miss. But then he's coming right back, and he is scrapping a trip to Australia and also to the Pacific Island nation of Papua New Guinea. And this was going to be a big deal, and it's going to be a big deal not just from the standpoint of an American president overseas, that happens all the time, but there was a certain degree of symbolism involved here. We're hearing all the time from a certain segment of the political class about China, 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 and that we have got to be tougher on China and we've got to curb China's influence. Well, when you have an American president making a special trip out and then having to cancel it, don't think for a moment Beijing isn't going to look for a way to fill that void with messaging, with visits, with whatever the case may be, in order to grow their sphere of influence in the region. You can't tell me you want to be tough on China and do the kinds of things then that undermine diplomatic efforts between the U.S. and other allies. The fact of the matter is, Australia has long been felt like they've been caught in a tug of war, because they are not that far from China. They do not necessarily want an adversary in China. Just because it was settled by a bunch of, you know, white British prisoners doesn't mean that they're automatically needing to align with Western nations. They are in the Pacific, and they are striking a balance between their relations with Europe, with the U.S., and with China. And it sends a message when Americans are so screwed up in their politics, when they're fighting over something as artificial as a debt ceiling. And it is, it's an artificial, made-up debate that we're getting bogged down in yet again. And yet those people who say get tough on China are now looking for ways, as I said this might happen with Mike Gallagher chairing that China committee, looking for ways to undercut what the Biden administration is trying to do in that region. Now, look, it's not the biggest thing on the U.S. diplomatic to-do list. It is very real to take care of the federal budget, and certainly there are matters here at home. But I just wanted to point out again that you can't say one thing and then do another. And that's certainly what we've got with people that want to, you know, for example, ban TikTok, which again is something rooted entirely in its Chinese roots, when there are certain other social media platforms that are equally or more so causing trouble on the internet, causing trouble to our children, to our consumers, to our politics. And so if we can kind of back away from being opposed to China for the sake of being opposed to China and actually take these things in order and handle the entire problem, whether we're talking about social media or, you know, military influence or whatnot, we'd be a whole lot better off if we could better prioritize what it is that we're doing in the nation's capital. But for now, what they're doing is, again, continuing this insistence, Republicans are, that they would let the country go into default and trigger a recession. It's absolutely bound to happen if that's what they allow to play out, by insisting on these punishing spending cuts that would affect our veterans, that would affect our health care, that would affect... Are you taking issue when I say it's going to cut veterans and veterans' health benefits? Because that's what Congressman Derek Van Orden is saying. He's saying it's an outright lie, and it's not. PolitiFact and others have taken a look at this and said, no, if the Republican bill were to be carried out that they passed week before last, calling for these huge spending cuts, it would, in fact, hurt veterans and many others. In fact, there's an ad that's out right now by the House Majority Forward PAC that is reminding people in the 3rd Congressional District about Derek Van Orden and the very real danger that he and others are posing to the economy.
Defaulting on our debt would crash the economy, and Derek Van Orden is playing with fire. Van Orden's plan would cut veterans' benefits by 22%. Fire 108,000 school teachers and lay off over 28,000 law enforcement officials. A bill so devastating it would incinerate 800,000 jobs and eliminate health care for over 21 million people. Tell Derek Van Orden to avoid default without burning Wisconsin families.
That again was the House Majority PAC, which is affiliated, of course, with the House Democratic Caucus, putting out that reminder that because there is no specific language in the Republican measure to exempt support for veterans programs, it means that the VA will probably have to assume a 22% cut for fiscal year 2024. And that could mean up to $30 billion in cuts for the VA alone. Now, just because it doesn't say that specifically, again, keep in mind, it also doesn't specifically say that the VA is exempt from it. So that's where, again, President Biden was right to call out reporters last week when they said, you know, things about what will you cut? And Biden said, well, what are they going to cut? And the reporters kind of looked at him, you know, cocked their head, you know, a bit like a cocker spaniel. And he said, no, seriously, what do they want to cut? And he was right. He was telling the reporters, don't be talking just about, you know, spending cuts without pointing out that the Republicans won't tell you exactly what they want to cut, only that they're going to give you a massive number and then hope that somebody else makes those tough decisions a little bit later on. And that's why groups like this are making sure that Derek Van Orden knows that he's being watched, not just for that, but for apparently breaking his term limits pledge. He had pledged to sponsor a bill that would limit U.S. representatives to 3 terms and senators to 2 terms, but he's apparently backed away from that, and that's why there's at least one billboard in La Crosse that is calling him out for going back on his word already when it comes to term limits. All right, we'll take a break. Melissa Baldoff will join us next with a new segment on climate in Wisconsin, and this time around, some of the big progress that we're making. That's coming up next. You're up north.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Republicans and Democrats are taking it to the wire, but there seems to be progress in negotiations to raise the nation's debt ceiling. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We know we're not going to default. They know it. We know it. We're running out of time.
The Republican-dominated North Carolina legislature has overridden the Democratic governor's veto of abortion legislation. Republican State Representative Kristen Baker.
This bill represents consensus position of North Carolina's citizens, the vast majority of whom support limitations to abortion after 12 weeks.
Sherelle Parker has won the Democratic nomination for mayor of Philadelphia. KYW Radio's Pat Loeb.
Public safety was definitely the biggest issue in the race, and her message, she did differentiate herself there.
If she wins in November, Parker would become the first woman mayor of the nation's first capital city. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacks. Snacking. The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
Images. We all have them.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Pat Kreitlow. We're going to start a new segment, basically a climate check. It's the latest regular segment we're adding to the show. As you know, we have Movement Mondays, which grew out of Motherhood Mondays, all designed to highlight people and groups getting more active in promoting democracy and civic engagement. And then Kristen Lierley added Hometown Health on Thursdays, which is all about the health of entire communities, not just individual health concerns. We have Hans Breitenmoser on every couple of weeks on Tuesdays with an emphasis on issues affecting our rural economy and communities. And now we are so happy to have Melissa Baldoff joining us on Wednesdays, because there are so many ways to talk about improving the impact we have on our climate. We can talk about current impacts, like the way stronger storms affect farmers or winter weather affects seasonal tourism. We can bust myths. We can highlight leaders and policy, research, and implementation. And then, of course, our bread and butter here on this program, the political will or political obstruction that affects these issues and much more. So with that, let's bring in Melissa Baldoff to talk about a little climate check for Wisconsin. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So nice to have you here. For folks that don't know, about your background and your interest in this, I thought I would frame it this way. We're going to go back a few years, and then we'll see how things are going these days. But I went back to 2019, and you were serving in Governor Evers' office at the time, and it was big news that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss conceded that climate change is, quote, probably real. So 4 years later, with the governor still facing a Republican-led legislature, I want to ask you, do you feel like Wisconsin's in a better or worse position to mitigate climate issues and stop contributing as much to the problem since the big, quote-unquote, revelation from Speaker Voss that climate change is probably real? Where are we?
What a revelation to have in 2019, right?
Right.
I think that we are. You know, the good news, however, is that we are in a better place. We have the governor's plan, which is really going to help folks in Wisconsin tackle these issues, that are affecting our communities all over the state. So, you know, the governor's plan, the governor's clean energy plan, is a really, you know, robust framework to have, you know, collective action and collaboration among industries, organizations, systems, you know, local governments, big businesses, small farms, big organizations to come together and make this, you know, fair, just, and equitable clean energy transition. So I think that's really significant. We also had the governor rejoin the U.S. Climate Alliance and commit to the goals of the Paris Agreement, establish the state's goal of all electricity being carbon-free by 2050. So I think that's significant that we have this plan to guide our work, and it really builds on the governor's task force on climate change, which Governor Evers created in his first year in office. And that task force, really did get some, you know, build a good framework for the plan. It's a diverse bipartisan coalition, you know, farmers, environmental advocates, indigenous leaders, utility companies, businesses, who all came together to make science-based recommendations to help the state start addressing the impacts of climate change. So I do think that we are in a better place because, you know, we do have everyone acknowledging where we are and in that we have some work to do, and we've got some strong commitments by folks who want to get this work done.
So there have been years of recommendations and discussions and people saying, okay, when are we taking some concrete action? And then that takes us to where we are today in the Biden administration, which actually has an infrastructure week, unlike the Trump administration. Every week was the infrastructure week that never happened. So between the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, can you tell us just how big an investment we're looking at in Wisconsin for initiatives that are good for the climate here?
We are looking at a significant investment in Wisconsin. We are looking at getting more than $3 billion with a B under the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed 18 months ago, that is already going to be funding 280 projects in Wisconsin, all over the state. And, you know, more is, you know, very, very likely on the way. And that is, you know, funding things like investments in cleaning up our water. It's $369 million to go towards clean water. $2.5 billion has been announced for transportation to invest in roads, bridges, transit, ports and airports, more than $25 million to purchase clean school buses to use in our communities all over the state, and more than 345,000 households across the state are getting affordable high-speed internet due to the bipartisan infrastructure law. And, you know, that was definitely an issue that folks in Wisconsin knew about, that we had some issues with broadband access. And, you know, did it ever get exposed even more during the pandemic when people were so much more relying on having reliable internet for, you know, doctor's visits, to work, to do school? So, you know, that's something that's really significant, for so many families and businesses around the state. So, yeah, this is, this is a pretty big deal, as I think President Biden would say. And, it's something that is already starting to have impacts in Wisconsin and will continue to have even more impacts in, months and years to come.
So when you rattle all of those things off, those are tangible actions, and they do have dollars attached to them. And so we often hear folks from the political right decry this as all of this spending, when what I'm always seeing here is somebody willing to do the work. Like I said, we've talked about these issues for forever, but I don't know who they thought was going to magically come along and make the investments unless we start making them ourselves. In our infrastructure, in our kids, in our future.
Right. And, you know, there's also a really significant cost to doing nothing. And over the last decade, Wisconsin has experienced 16 extreme weather events that have cost more than $10 billion in damages. So, you know, that is just one example of why we need to increase renewable energy usage to reduce power outages and protect our state from severe weather events like flooding, shoreline erosion along the Great Lakes. You know, there are communities, you know, up and down the Mississippi who are really struggling with flooding right now. You know, so this is an issue that you hear about over and over again from folks around the state, you know, that we're getting, you know, 100-year floods, 500-year floods, you know, every couple of years. And, you know, the climate change is definitely a driver of those significant weather events. Big price tag when it comes to those things. So that's, you know, really a big cost of doing nothing. And same with tourism, you mentioned kind of at the top of our show here, that impacts a lot of our state as well. When we have these weather events, when we have warmer weather in the winter, and it's an impact on our folks who rely on tourism economy.
So. Let's talk about the rail part of it for a moment here, because between the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, we're talking about some of the biggest federal investments in passenger rail and in public transit. Think, you know, these things that are moving people and doing so more efficiently. And yet, again, from our friends on the right side of the aisle, there just seems to be this antagonism about public transportation and about passenger rail, basically about anything that isn't, you know, just the car or the SUV or the monster sized pickup truck or anything like that. And I'm certainly at a loss to explain it, but wouldn't you think that these investments are enjoying some public support because, again, not everybody can afford to get to work in you know, a brand new car or, you know, anything that isn't on a bus or a rail line?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think you made a great point. And, you know, this really is it's an economic issue. And this is about folks being able to get to and from work. This is something that's good for businesses. You hear businesses over and over again say, we need to hire more workers. We need staff. We need folks who are reliable. Well, one of the reasons that people have a difficult time, you know, getting to work on time is transportation. That is such a big issue that impacts workers and employers. So, you know, we really need to make sure we have the most reliable transportation options that we can for folks. And if we can do them in a way that is better for our environment, that's cleaner, that's, you know, going to reduce costs, you know, why wouldn't we want to do it that way? And, you know, I think too, to touch on the public support for these issues, you know, Wisconsinites, they understand that climate change is a problem. In some recent polling, 69% of Wisconsinites said they believe climate change is a problem. And they support overwhelmingly what the governor has proposed to do through the Clean Energy Plan. These are really, you know, ideas that have a lot of public support behind them. So, you know, this isn't a, you know, something that divides Wisconsinites. You know, it might divide folks in, you know, inside the Capitol, but it doesn't divide folks in Wisconsin. They want to see us save money and make energy more affordable, not be reliant on, you know, out of state, corporations and big energy companies. They want to see a more homegrown economy and clean energy economy right here in Wisconsin.
Let's talk for a second about electric vehicles. And interestingly enough, in talking last week with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, and we talked about the governors around the Great Lakes states that are building an infrastructure not just because it's green and the right thing to do, but because there are more people than ever driving electric vehicles. If you work together amongst the states, you're not just going to get, you know, regular day-to-day traffic, but you're going to invite, you know, tourism. So, I mean, there's always one way or another that one piece of this green energy infrastructure puzzle actually connects a few other pieces along the way.
Yep, that's exactly right. You know, we want to make Wisconsin a destination, but we also know that we've got people who are passing through. So I think that's why it was so so smart to see a bipartisan group of governors in the Midwest working together to say, how can we help one another out? How can we make sure that everyone is going to benefit from this? So, you know, I think that anytime, you know, we can work together with, you know, our partners in other states, with partners in the private sector, that's what we want to see our government be doing here.
So let's close on the why do all this, because again, we talk about these things, you know, the science is out there, and yet we're finally seeing to a degree the political will and taking real action. What does that say about leadership in Wisconsin and in the country when it comes to turning talk into action?
You know, I just think it really underscores what a priority this is, you know, and not just for, you know, the reasons of our economy, right? You know, we know that Wisconsin's economy depends on fresh air, clean water, protecting our lands, you know, that way we can, you know, support our farmers and manufacturing, our, you know, traditions of fishing and hunting. You know, you can't, if the water's all polluted, there's nothing to fish for. So, you know, you have that, but also, you know, we know this is the right thing to do for future generations. You know, we want to be good stewards of the land and, have a healthy place for our kids to grow up and for their kids to grow up. So I think that we're really seeing that it is a priority because, you know, things aren't going to just get better on their own. We've got to make the commitment to do the work, take the action, to, you know, address climate change. And I do think that there is starting to be some more political will from folks. You know, we've seen some bipartisan work nationally. And I know, you know, as much as, you know, there's usually a fight in Madison going on, I do know that there are some legislators on both sides of the aisle that are very committed to advancing some of these solutions. So I want to give credit to the folks who are willing to do the work. And, you know, let's hope that they will, you know, keep coming to the table and keep doing the right thing.
Well, I look forward to doing this on a regular basis with you, Melissa. This was a great overview. We're going to pick some of this apart piece by piece, problems, solutions, leaders, and everything that go along with it. Melissa Baldoff, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks.
And we'll continue right after this. You're up north. There we go. Thought we were going to have the electric slide to take us out of there. Thanks again, Melissa. We'll have today's history lesson and a music break coming up in just a couple of minutes.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 59. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 40. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs around 72. Mid-60s Friday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 60s, mainly clear skies Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
I might just play this thing all the way through. You're never going to go wrong if I just put the needle on an Earth, Wind & Fire album and come back after a while. All right, I guess I should say something more. Earth, Wind & Fire topped the charts with their sixth album, the blockbuster That's the Way of the World, on this day in 1975. Melissa Kay joins us from locally grown radio WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids as our morning of Melissa's continues. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Didn't that work out well for you today?
It sure did.
Okay.
Melissa's a popular name.
No doubt, based
on
what
it was in the 80s.
Yes, apparently when y'all came along, because you know Melissa Agard in our next hour and Melissa Baldoff just now. So what's new in Melissa world and everything else in Wisconsin Rapids?
Well, you know, we have an exciting week this week at WFHR. We get to talk with Mayor Shane Blazer today during our morning magazine. And then also on Thursday, we're talking with Visit Rome. We get an update from them. They have so much exciting stuff going on in Rome during the summer. I mean,
Rome.
Yes. Rome, Wisconsin.
Rome, Wisconsin. Oh,
yes.
I lived in Wisconsin most of my adult life. I know where a lot of places are. Where's Rome?
Don't know Rome.
No.
It's very close to Wisconsin Rapids, near Nakusa. Have you heard of Sand Valley Golf Course?
No.
Oh, well, that's a big up-and-coming golf course in the area, and Rome is really close to there.
Okay.
And so they have a lot of fun things going on.
I married a farm girl from over in the northeast corner, so I know about Denmark. I know about Luxembourg, you know. But yeah, Rome was one of those. Does anybody made a list of just how many places that were borrowed from, you know, like New London, New Berlin, you know?
We have an Oregon, Wisconsin.
We have Alaska.
Yeah.
You shut up. We do not.
Yeah, it's on the way from Manitowoc to Sturgeon Bay. Whenever my dad and I go up there fishing, we drive through Alaska and we're like, well, there goes Alaska.
I swear to God, my mind is blown over here. I feel like I have the entire Wisconsin Blue Book in my head. And so anytime I can learn there's a little something I hadn't picked up along the way, that's outstanding. I suppose we could probably get back to the segment here.
We could. I mean, because it's not worth I'm sorry. We should mention Senator Patrick Teston will be on Friday.
All right. There we go. tell you what, we're going to run a whole lot of stuff underneath Daft Punk and Get Lucky, because that was on their fourth album, Random Access Memories. It took them 8 years to make it, but he eventually became the number one album on this day in 2013. So 10 years ago, Get Lucky was on the radio every place. As far as other history goes, sometime back, we talked about the Kingsman song, Louie Louie, and whether the lyrics were obscene.
Well, yes.
It was on this day in 1965 that the FBI ended its two-year investigation, determining that the indecipherable lyrics are not obscene. So
oh
my
goodness.
Took them 2 years to figure that out.
2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it was somebody's job to figure that out, and they're just like, they're not obscene. Has it been long enough yet? No, I'll report later.
Nope, I guess you got to keep paying me while I look into this, wink, wink.
Set this on my desk.
Yep. On this day in 1900, the children's novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum, is first published in the United States. This is the anniversary in 1954 of Brown versus Board of Education in Topeka, Kansas, which outlawed racial segregation in public schools. God only knows how that case would have been decided today. On this day in 2009, the video game Minecraft is first released to the public. 2009, Aaron, does it seem like it was that? Was it really that long ago?
Yeah, man, Minecraft feels like it's been a long time. I played it pretty early on in development, not 2009, but probably 10 or 11. And it does feel that long ago.
I feel like the Minecraft, you know, building blocks kind of run through your bloodstream like red blood cells and plasma run through. There's little Minecraft blips in there as well. A couple of musicians, Bill Bruford, the drummer for Yes and King Crimson, is 74 today. Trent Reznor is 58, founder of Nine Inch Nails and a prominent film composer. Now we're heading into mysterious music world for me. I don't know. Aaron, I'm quite certain is familiar with System of a Down. Melissa, you
yes.
in there as well? Okay. All right. Well, it's just Grandpa here. Their fourth album, Memorize, debuted at number one on this day in 2005 with cuts like this one called BYOB. Which, look, I'm sorry, but if you add an accordion, you really just have kind of a sped up polka. If you think about it. Don't think about it. On this day in 1989, the Doobie Brothers released their 11th album, Cycles. It was their first release since they'd broken up back in 1982. Madonna had her 7th number one album on this day in 2008 with her 11th album, Hard Candy. 21 Pilots released their 4th album, Blurry Face, on this day in 2015. It included this tune, Stressed Out.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
And on this day in 2019, Tyler, the Creator, released his 5th album, Igor. It became his first number one album and won him a Grammy for Best Rap Album, including what I hope Aaron found were the clean version of lyrics to Earthquake. And Melissa, I really never thought I'd reach the time, because I was the station manager for my college radio station back in the 80s, and I never thought I'd get to an era where so often I had to ask, now are these the clean lyrics, the version that we're about to run? I mean, there were maybe two songs back then where we had to specifically tell the DJs not to play. There was Jet Airliner from Steve Miller Band. Mm-hmm. Because as you know, the radio version ends with the lyric that says funky kicks going down in the city. But some of the kids liked to play, you know, one of the other versions when kicks wasn't the lyric. And there were one or two others, but it's a different world we live in now, Melissa.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Same, and it's not just the music, it's the jocks. Melissa's gotten a few memos from management not to say so many naughty words when she's on the radio. You know better than to work blue that way. But what else are you doing? You are not in Wisconsin Rapids today, it appears.
No, I am working from my home studio today.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Rapids Tuesday is my Rapids day.
Okay, sounds good. We're juggling a few changes at Civic Media with shows and start times and people, and of course stations are logging on. So we're all kind of waiting to see where all the pieces are going to fall into place here. And I'm just thankful that you're taking a little bit of time each week to tell us what's happening over there. So you got a good rest of the week planned for yourself?
Yeah, it should be a good rest of the week. I might travel to Wisconsin Rapids tonight because the middle school is doing their final choir concert, and I need to go see my old roomie's little one do her singing finale for the year.
Oh, very nice. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa Kay, thank you so much. Have a great day out there in Rapids.
You too. Good to see you both.
All right. See ya. We'll come back in our next hour here, and we will have more headlines. We will also hear from State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard on her grassroots tour about legalizing marijuana. That's all coming up next. You're up north.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.